Reality Daily listeners, we are crossing the finish line of the four-month marathon that was Challenge 39, Battle for a New Champion. And Naveed, we have our new champion. It's your favorite. It's your guy. Congratulations, Emmanuel. Any words for our winner?
What a waste of a 4 months. Like, I'm actually disgusted. This bum is the winner that we're going to have to talk about for, like, next season. I hope we don't get him on 40, but unfortunately, I think we are.
Yeah, you know, it was, again, we talked a little bit in last week's episode about how we were looking like Emmanuel was going to take this one home. We felt like Norris had a shot. We felt like even Corey maybe had a shot in there. But going into this final, we'll just go right from the jump. Emmanuel, we go back to where we left off. Emmanuel has to choose one person to go into elimination, and he chooses Norris. Surprised?
No, not really. Like, I wasn't necessarily too surprised by the pick. Like, Emmanuel was going to pick whoever he thought was, like, his biggest competitor. And I think it's pretty telling that he did pick Norris. Now, the thing I was surprised by, JB, was, like, this next part where Norris had to pick, like, a mace or whatever, or, like, a hammer or whatever it was. I completely forgot that we were in, like, the chaos portion of the finale. I was like, what the fuck? Why are they doing this? Like, why can't Norris just choose? So that was pretty interesting to see. But were you happy with the way that they, like, continued the chaos theme?
Yeah, you know, they kept it consistent, and I think that it kind of made the season feel a little bit more whole. It kind of put a bow on the final. But I will say, like, and I like the fact that there was a 1/3 chance of pulling the Chaos Mace, just like what we saw in the Chaos portion of the game. One Chaos Mace and then two people. Norris had to choose between the four people that were not immune from the chaos portion, and then there were two maces in there. She doesn't choose a mace, but instead she chooses Mariah, probably the last person that she wanted to face, considering it's probably her only friend left in the game.
Or is she? Like, I thought Mariah was, like, consistently going after, was it Horacio and I think it was, like, always, like, the person that, like, Michelle and Jay were, like, picking over her.
To my understanding, Mariah and Norris are good after the season. You know, not a lot of friendships will remain after this season, but I think that's one of them. they're cool. Maybe Corey is probably not a lesser of an opponent that she would want to face, because Corey did, you know, win the puzzle elimination against Jay in the last episode. So I do think that maybe there's, like, between Corey and, you know, Mariah. Like, look, Mariah, we haven't really seen her in an elimination this season. We saw her last season with Fessy, and I think they got eliminated right before the final. I don't even know if Mariah's ever won an elimination.
0-2, I think.
0-2 now, yeah. But now she's 0-2 after she loses to Norris. And a really interesting puzzle. You know what I didn't like about this, Naveed, is, like, we see so many big eliminations, you know, throughout the season. And in the final, when things are supposed to be, you know, like, enhanced and things are supposed to be, you know, bigger, it's like a mini puzzle. Like, that's it.
So what's actually interesting is Norris said in an interview that this elimination was actually a bit, like, grander than what they led on in the show. So what was left on the cutting room floor was, like, apparently, like, a whole portion of the elimination where, like, they had to run to the forest and, like, get a clue and, like, do all this, like, fancy shit that would, like, help them with the puzzle. But what they ended up doing is just showing the puzzle portion. They didn't really show, like, them running to the forest. It was very dramatic, according to Norris. Like, at one point, like, Mariah first went out and then, like, Norris went out. It was, like, a very, very intense, but they just cut it up to 2 minutes of them solving this puzzle.
Yeah, and it was like I blinked and Mariah was eliminated, like, from the episode. I was like, okay. All
right, yeah, cool. What a letdown from, like, that first part of the finale where we had that, like, elimination between Jay and Corey. I thought that one was a lot cooler than this one, personally.
Yeah, it was a lot more visually appealing, I think, that first one. But unfortunately, Mariah is going to go out here. Any last words for Mariah and her performance this season? I know we've kind of gone back and forth on her. We were dogging her for playing a poor social game, but then it looked like that social game wasn't as poor as we maybe thought. But she ends up in sixth place here.
You know, it's one of those things where Mariah just keeps showing why she could be like a staple in the show. She came into this season and really made her own decisions. She decided to find her own showmance, said girl bye to bananas, and kind of did her own thing. And then doing so actually kind of worked out in the end, because she kind of forced Jay and Michelle's hand, and they ended up choosing her over Nerys, Horacio, and all of them. So I think Mariah really showed that she could be a powerful player in these games. And I'm actually excited to see whether or not we could potentially, I don't know if Bananas would ever do it, but X's 3, with Bananas and Mariah. What do you think about that, JB?
I would love that. I think that she'd be great for that. I think with Mariah, she definitely showed more strategic chops this season than she did in her previous season. Last season, it seemed like she was just Fessy's ticket on the 38. But then, she made somewhat of an impact there. She woke up, halfway through the season, realized that she was on the challenge. But then, now in this season, she started playing a little bit more of her own game. And I do think that there is someone there that can last through multiple seasons of the challenge. Who knows how long the future is of it. But I do think that Mariah, I would be happy to see her on 40. I'd be disappointed that this was, how it ended for her. I feel like there's a lot more left to be said.
I agree. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
No, you're good.
Oh, okay, so I'll just say this, right? It's one of those things where, we always clamor and we always want some, season-to-season drama. And you always, I personally always appreciate someone who comes into the season and kind of says, I'm not just going to stick to the status quo. I'm just going to do my own thing. And that's kind of what Mariah did this season. And the fact that we now have, these storylines of her, Bananas, and all this stuff, moving forward, I personally am excited to see what happens with her. And I'm actually happy that we have someone on the cast who's going to bring the drama like that and isn't someone in the background doing whatever, a call lead or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that all of the talk about her and Bananas and all the champs coming in saying something about it, I have a hard time seeing Mariah not at least be considered for Challenge 40. But you know what? I wish that the elimination was done in the overnight portion. It would have been cool to see Mariah compete in the overnight task and it means something, because they did the overnight task, which was moving all these tiles up this, wall, and the winners would get a blanket or a pillow or a chair, but they weren't even allowed to sleep. So what's the point of that? I feel like it really didn't make a whole lot of impact in the grand scheme of things. But if it was an elimination, also part of it, between Nerys and Mariah, who was going to get that done first, I feel like there would have been a little bit more value to that point in the elimination. So what do you think about that?
I agree. And, you bring up a good point where, the challenge nowadays, it feels like they have a few staples with their finals. You're going to have it to a food portion where you're going to have to eat disgusting food. And I think at this point, JB, I think it's safe to say that you can have a overnight no sleep type of part of the finale. And I don't know if it's if I like it at this point. It just kind of feels kind of pointless, because you're right. It's they can't even sleep, even if they do this mini challenges where they get the luxuries. So what, Nerys is warm during the night instead of freezing or something like that? I don't know. It's just it's not that impactful as I think it used to be, where they were standing and holding something or doing some crazy shit like that. Or in Free Agents, where Bananas had to bike how long was it, some god amount of kilometers just to go to sleep. So I don't know. I think it's they could tweak it a little bit to make it a bit more interesting. And I think you make a great suggestion.
Yeah. Because I do think that the overnight portion of the final is important. I think it adds the difficulty for it, but it's not very good for TV. It's not very appealing for TV. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Yeah. So they're going to do this, pretty pointless, task. I think who was Nerisse was first. She got the blanket. Emmanuel finished second. He got the pillow, and then Berna finished third. And she got the chair, and they weren't even allowed to like sleep. So it really didn't matter. They all wake up. TJ gets them going for the conquest portion of the final. And it's all individuals now. It's the five of them. Winner is going to get 250K. Second is going to get 60K. Third, 30K. If you're fourth and fifth, thanks for playing. So
that's showing
what
up.
It is.
Yeah,
that's
you're
basically
right.
What it is. You know, so they're going to go through the next big portion of this final is like the rappel, which and they were going to lead off, I guess, in the order in which they finished the previous task. Is that right? Do I remember that correctly?
I think so. I think that was the whole gist of it. And I got to say, kudos to Corey for even doing the rappel thing, because he was crying up a storm. And I thought there was a good chance that we would come into this podcast talking about Corey quitting.
I didn't think so. I thought that was, you know, yes, it was very like, what the hell? But I thought this was probably the most, I thought this was the best part of the episode, honestly, with TJ and Corey. with TJ like egging Corey on, being like, are you gonna quit now at this? Like, and then he's like, it's just a small little hill. Like, that's it.
Just a small hill. He's like, if something happens in the middle, I'll come rescue you, Corey. It's like, TJ's the GOAT, man. Like, TJ is so good. Like, I love him. And the way that he just, like, approaches these conversations is just incredible. Like, I could never imagine someone like, I don't know, Jeff Probst or Julie Chen doing these type of, like, one-on-one conversations with the participants. I don't know.
Yeah. They also had to swim a pretty long distance to get to that hill. So that was pretty important, but that didn't really matter in terms of like placements. It just added to the fatigue that this crew got. But yeah, the rappel is really where the final kind of goes back into circulation. They start with this rappel, and then it leads them down this path. They have to finish three checkpoints, and then the third checkpoint is the conquest elimination, which is they have to complete all these puzzles and this obstacle course in order to go for the final run. And instead of there being three puzzles like we saw in the previous eliminations, there are five puzzles. So a little bit added difficulty, but this is, at the end of the day, this is what, you know, there's a lot of controversy about there only being one winner. But given the fact that there is five puzzles, like, that's really what the season is coming down to, is these five puzzles. It makes it to where you can justify it being a single winner as opposed to a male and a female winner. What do you think about that? Should there have been a male and female winner, or does the format of the final kind of mitigate that?
It's really tough, right? And I just think of, like, the state of the franchise, and the way I'm approaching it is, I listen, I get it. You want to admit, it's more impactful if there's one winner coming out of the season. But, like, if you look at the champions that are coming in, like, I don't know, they're getting up there in age. You need some new, fresh champions and some new, fresh, exciting champions, to be more specific. I think Jenny did not match the exciting part. But when it comes to champions, I personally have the viewpoint that you need to have a male and a female winner. It's just more fun that way. It's just so disheartening to see such an epic story for Nerisse go down the drain, because she came second and she lost this. Even though, like, I'll say it, I'm a Nerisse fanboy. She kind of choked this finale. Like, I think there's definitely no way of denying it. Emmanuel just, like, flat out did better than her. It's just very saddening to see that, like, I don't know, someone who has such a lack of a story outside of being a cheater is now the champion and the representative of the season for season 40. I don't know, JB. Like, what do you think?
She's the people's champ.
She's the rock.
She's
the
people's
champ. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think at the end of the day, when people are going to look back on this season, they're going to remember Nerisse for it. And I think that she's the face of the season. And I think that her performance here is going to be remembered more down the line than Emmanuel.
I agree. Like, it's just it just really sucks. I get it. You know, it's like cooler to have one champion, but at the end of the day, wouldn't you rather see like two champions like at the end of the episode? You know, when they did that whole entire interface where they had all the champions who showed up this season and they put Emmanuel in the middle. I think it would be a lot cooler if you had like Nerys face there too. So it is what it is. You know, these guys, they don't. If anyone wanted proof that the challenge doesn't rig blatantly. Because they probably do rig on the side, let's be honest here. But if they don't, that they don't rig like and make it obvious, they didn't know preseason that they were gonna have such like a character with Nerys. So that's why they had to probably stick to this format. Otherwise, I think if they would have known, they would have 100% done like a male and a female winner.
Yeah. So this final really comes down to this elimination, and we see this Sudoku puzzle is really starting to have an effect on these people. Corey is actually the one that gets to it first after he's completed them all. So Corey's got one, like, all he needs to do, solve the Sudoku puzzle, go across the balance beam, and he wins the challenge. Like, that's it. Corey, you're a challenge champion. All you need to do is this, this, and this. But he's going to stumble here. And this is, like, where Nerys stumbles as well. But at the end of the day, you know, Emmanuel, I think, did this pretty smart. And Colleen, I think, like, honestly, if they had all started at the same time, Colleen might have had a chance to win, because Colleen was, I think, flying through these, but she didn't get there, you know, in enough time to really make up for her deficit that she built on, you know, the first two parts of the final.
Yeah, you might be right. And apparently, like, they all kind of had a chance, which is crazy to think about, like, when it comes to, like, the history of the challenge. Like, a finale, like, or final, usually it's not, like, this close. Unfortunately, the person who, according to all sources, just really, really, like, took a long-ass time was Berna. Like, it was, like, a long time before she crossed that finish line. Just wanted to point that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with Berna, you know, there was also a portion where it was the second checkpoint, and Berna and Colleen are helping each other. Were you surprised by that at that point in the final?
I mean, kind of, but like, I don't know. Like, I always have the attitude that's a final, you know, everyone for themselves. But I guess they kind of had the attitude of like, hey, like, if we don't help each other out here, we're gonna lose. Like, we gotta do something here to improve our chances. It's beneficial for both of us. But personally, yeah, I'm just like, that's a loser's mentality right there. Also, can I just say, I know it was like the first part of the final. It was like interesting to see like all that tuna drink or whatever the fuck, the orange drink that they were drinking. By this episode, JB, I had enough. I did not need to see the shots of these guys puking that putrid drink every other fucking 10 minutes. I'm out.
I thought you had enough last week.
I did have enough, but then this time I was like, I can't handle it anymore. Like, I fast-forwarded.
It was like, really? Like, do I really need to see this? And I think, like, with this, you know, we see the challenge all the time. We see people suffer. Like, but especially in finals, like, the final is a whole nother animal. And I don't know if I really enjoy watching these people just suffer. Do you?
Like, I don't. Like, I think there's, okay, so the way I'll phrase it is like this, right? There's different types of suffering. When it comes to something like this, where it's like they're suffering from like something disgusting or something, I just don't find that interesting. If it's like a really tough challenge, like they have to hike like a mountain, or, you know, do like the rappel, in my opinion, this episode was awesome. I thought it was like, yeah, very tough, but it was awesome to see. And it was just very cool to see them like overcome like the maybe any fears that they had. I personally do not enjoy seeing suffering from them, like, I don't know, puking up a storm because of some drink. It's just not the same level of like,
or
like, I don't
not
know.
Sleeping.
Or not, or like, sleeping. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Yeah. I it's just not that, like, I don't enjoy, like, I think, what was it, World of Worlds 1? Did they have any, like, no sleeping clause or anything like that?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but that's considered the hardest final.
I consider like that to be a good example of like an entertaining final, because it was like suffering, but it was suffering because it was like hard, you know, like you were watching these guys like run and like in a heat wave and all that stuff. Like it was intense to watch, right? You weren't watching going like, damn, that just sucks. The producers are being dicks for the hell of it. It was like legitimately just hard to like even do. So that was like a really fun final. This, where like, I don't know, the past few seasons, it feels like they're really leaning into like these like drinking and like, I don't know, no sleep to make it tough, and it's just not as enjoyable. I agree.
Yeah, you know, I think of like finals that I really enjoyed, I like the Battle of the Seasons final where they were running through the dunes. I thought that was pretty cool. Like, so it's like things like that, but I don't know. To me, like, I don't need to see the repeated TJ shots. I don't need to see that. You know, like, I understand it being part, like, a part of the final, but I do think it was a little bit overdone.
Yeah.
And then, like, the not sleeping, I don't personally understand that. Personally, for me, I want, because I also feel like it didn't really have much of an effect. Like, if they were able to sleep, you know, 4 hours, like, if they were just able to sleep that night, get started early in the morning, like, would that have changed the outcome of the final?
I don't think so. Maybe, like, Nerys could have, like, solved the Sudoku faster or some shit like that, but I have no idea. Like, it's just really, like, think about some of the greatest, like, final moments. Like, Zach crying to Laurel because his body was, like, aching, or like he was like cramping too much when they were trying to like climb that mountain or something. I remember, like, I don't think the free agents, we were necessarily clamoring for like a no sleep portion of the final. It's like, I don't know, if there's something that they want to like make it no sleep, make it something like they did in free agents where they had a bike, or just do something to make it a bit more fun. It's just, I don't know. We're talking, we're sounding like a broken record at this point with how much we're saying the same shit, but it's the truth, really.
Yeah, I think, you know, with the challenge in the spot that it's in, you know, you can tell that it's getting maybe a little bit stale. And I think they tried this season to not make it stale. But at the end of the day, like, I want to see a season end on a high. And I just feel like we didn't get that with this season. Like, I kind of wish it was a little bit more dramatic at the end. Like, another thing, too, that I didn't really enjoy, and I understand, like, it's a race, you know, it's kind of whatever, but it's, like, Emmanuel wins, right? And then Nerys finishes in second. And then Colleen and Corey are battling for third. And they go to commercial. Like, it's some big, like, oh, cliffhanger moment. Like, no, the cliffhanger moment was a couple minutes ago when Emmanuel won. To me, like, I don't know. I just thought it was a little bit, I think it could have been done a little bit differently.
I agree. But do you want to like talk about like the season as a whole? Because I think we're like really just like beating a dead horse at this point.
Yeah,
like this final.
Absolutely. Okay. Looking back on this season, yes, it was a long season. That's what we sign up for when we tune into the challenge. You know, things are just gonna be, you know, there. But honestly, looking back at the season, Naveed, I really enjoyed it.
I agree. You know, I've been complaining about like some characters like Jay and like the villainous, but I personally really enjoyed it. It was like really refreshing. I felt like we got some really fun new storylines that weren't based off some like fake BS that like the Vacation Alliance was trying to like pitch us. I thought that like the whole Jay and Nerys argument where they were saying like they're no longer friends and all that was just peak reality TV. It's kind of like what we always want to see with these like seasons, right? So Horacio Olivia drama, that was also entertaining. Like I just think that the formats was also very like refreshing to see as well. You know, we complained about the whole chaos portion of the game and no one going home, but maybe that's more of a result of like elimination results than necessarily like the format itself. So I'm actually going to give the producers a lot of credit for trying some new things this season. And even outside of like the format, editing and just like the way they kind of produced the show, JB, I think it was a lot more fun and lighthearted compared to like the 500,000 different dark themes of spy lies or war and all this other BS.
Yeah, I think so too. This season definitely felt different from those past seasons. I will say, if I had to change one thing about the season, I think the whole control phase was unnecessary. I kind of wish they started after the chaos phase and they brought in like four more champs and filled in those episodes with the champs. And then you have 14 episodes of chaos. And you find a way to like put some auto eliminations in, like someone gets purged every, you know, couple of episodes, like, oh, this day is a male day and it's a purge day. Last place in the males goes home, or last place in the females go home. So that at least there's a little bit more, you know, the season still keeps going. Because I do think that we lost a lot of momentum in that month of there being no eliminations. We saw Melissa go home on episode number 9, and that was on December 13th. And then the next elimination was on January 17th. So we went a full month without anybody going home. And I do think that kind of broke up the game a little bit. But it kind of, you know, once Big T and Melissa got eliminated, like that whole, you know, I feel like that was the first half of the season. And then the second half of the season was after this moment, the build up to the last 4 or 5 episodes, which were even though we had this month of like staleness, it really was able to build up this, you know, us versus them storyline. It was able to force people to pick sides. And then, but once that was over, we got a thrilling last 4 or 5 weeks. So I do think that the payoff was worth it, but I do wish we didn't have to go through the 4 episodes where nobody went home, because it was kind of it was uneventful, but it was building the exposition for the end game.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things where it really comes down to what eliminations they did, right? I think myself, you, Wyatt, every single fan online have been complaining about, like, why bring these champions in for these eliminations that are not in, like, the real house? And more importantly, why are we just forcing so many puzzles for every single elimination? I agree with them completely, and that's maybe a tweak that they should take a look at. Even this final, JB, I just got tired of seeing so many puzzles. Like, by like the 10th or 12th puzzle, it just became too much, and I think that's a reoccurring complaint that I think everyone has across the entire season. So I think that's
one tweak they can make. When you have a single winner, you do need to, you know, make the eliminations fair for all gender, and I think that that's why we saw a lot of these puzzles to finish off the season. But also on top of that, I think that the producers in their thinking with, oh, this elimination for this person, that elimination for that person, is because they didn't want the vets to steamroll. And like, you know, at the end of the day, they could have. Like, they really could have. The vets could have gone 10-0 and they could have wiped out the contenders. But, you know, that how would that look on the people that are actually in the game? Like, it's going to look like they're, you know, lesser than, you know, these champions. And it's kind of like the JV. And I think that that was the risk that this season took in, you know, having it being no champs, is you're struggling to, you know, make this a legitimate season. But I do think that even though there were no champions previously, that this is a legitimate champion, a legitimate win for Emmanuel. I think that Emmanuel did a really good job socially, and I think that he does play a very boring for TV game, but it gets $250,000 in his pocket. And at the end of the day, some people are here, you know, to be on TV, and other people are here on a business trip, and you can't fault anybody for the real reason that they're on the show.
No, I agree. It's just all very, like, it's all very Like you I actually wanted to bring up something because I'm interested to hear your take on Emmanuel, actually. Were you surprised that, like, the whole entire Emmanuel and Michelle, like, previous relationship was not brought up as a theme? Because if you remember, like, that season, like, Emmanuel and Michelle were, like, tight. And then the moment that Michelle left, he went to Tori. So, like, why did that not come up storyline-wise at all? Like,
because I think for Michelle, it was never that serious. And I think that, like, Michelle had other storylines. Like, when I look at this season, I look at it as Nerisse was the star of the show, but Michelle was the main character.
No, you're definitely right. She was running the season, flat out.
Nerisse was the Katie Heron of Mean Girls, and I guess Michelle was Regina George.
Sure, yeah.
She had all the plastics working for her.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I saw this season. Michelle, I thought, was... I think without Michelle, this season would have been a whole lot different. I think that she was the straw that stirred the drink every episode. And I think that without her, the season would not have been as successful as it was. I think with maybe Jay takes on a little bit more of a leadership role in that regard, and he becomes more of a villain. But I think, like, Jay was necessary for the season. Michelle was necessary for the season. Nerisse. I think even people like Corey and, even to an extent, like, Berna and, I don't know about Colleen, but, like, we haven't given Colleen a whole lot of credit here. She ends up placing, and she makes money. Naveed, let's go back, like, 4 months ago. If I told you Colleen was going to be in the top three in this cast, what would you have said?
I'd be shocked. And now, afterwards, hearing about it, seeing it, it's really a tragedy that Corey could not go across that beam, because otherwise we would not have to give her any credit, because she's an absolute bum. And it pains me that she's getting money.
Yeah, and what's crazy about it is, like, it doesn't seem like she had a whole lot of, friends within the cast, and she was on the outside for a lot of it.
She won't have any friends outside of the season now, either.
But I don't think she was there to make friends. I think she has her one or two friends, and I think she's good.
After taxes, she's going to, like, one of those, like, dollar stores with her winnings.
I mean, hey, but given the value of things in Germany, I think maybe... a German dollar store is probably better than an American.
Probably, yes, you're probably right.
I mean, look, so Colleen, like, for as background of a character as she was, her placing here is pretty remarkable, I'd say, and props to her, credit to her. I don't know if we'll see her again. I don't know if she brings enough to the table. I feel like if she were on 40, she would play another backseat role kind of thing, and then she would, be in an elimination. Like, that's the thing about Colleen. Like, if she was in an elimination, like a genuine elimination, I don't know if she makes it to the final. But she survived every time she was in. I think she was in twice, and she never got picked.
You know, like, I don't know. Like, it's just one of those things with Colleen that she did a good game to not get thrown in and stuff like that. I just think it's going to take, like, a special final for her to win, and I think this is probably the closest she'll ever get to winning, because, like, she got some lucky breaks. Like, she's a certified scuba diver, and there so happened to be a puzzle or whatever that she was able to use that skill in. I don't know if we're gonna see that every single final, but aside from that, I don't know. I don't know if I could see her winning in a future season. Could you?
I'm afraid I could not. I think, like, Colleen, like, I just can't imagine her, like, going into the house and working with, like, Tori and Kara and then going against them in a final and coming out on top. Like, I just couldn't see it. But we'll see for another season. But going on Challenge 40, there are rumors. I don't know if you've heard of these rumors, Naveed, but there are rumors that this is the final season on MTV, because MTV could potentially be off the air. Did you hear about that?
I mean, like, I'm not surprised. I didn't hear about that, but I'm not surprised. They can only run so many ridiculousness episodes. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, I read about it on Reddit. The challenge is renewed through season 40, and that's really it. But I think there's a good chance that MTV is looking at Challenge 40 as the last hurrah, at least as we know it. I don't think that the challenge will be done completely after season 40. I do think that there will be some, like, I could see it go to Paramount Plus. I could see it, Challenge USA keep going. And it kind of, you know, being the next generation, if you will. But I think that, the Challenge 40, as we know it, could be it for MTV. So what do you think about the idea of 40 challengers for season 40?
Sign me up, JK. I think at that point I can't do 5 months of podcasting. Yeah, Jamie, like I really can't.
I think they could have it in the same 19 episode format. Because look, I mean, there was no episode this season that saw more than three people go home. And that was episode 16, the episode where Ed gets purged and Orasio and Kylan lose in the elimination. And then, you know, James, Olivia, and Michelle. So, like, if they were to do, say, like, pairs, right? And it'd be, like, so 20 pairs. And they just cut them off one pair each episode. You're looking at, like, six people for the final. And then you just run the final.
That's not bad,
actually. I don't know. I think it'd work.
You're not wrong. I can see that happening. But it's a real, like, tragedy that MTV is just being so lazy and so lackluster with, like, their efforts. Like, I don't understand how they can make such good products like The Challenge, but then they're so gung-ho on repeating episodes of ridiculousness. I don't know. It's just do better, MTV. We don't want to listen to crappy MTV music on CBS.
MTV's budget is drifting, and, like, They just don't have as much money in the bank as they used to, which is why they don't produce as much original content as they used to. And I think, you know, there's like, that's a big reason why the show is where it's at right now. But I think that we're looking at from this season. I'm just going to go through the list. You tell me if they will be on Challenge 40. Okay.
Okay, hit me with it.
All right. Jessica.
No.
No. Chauncey.
No.
Uhui.
No way. Unfortunately.
I think Uhui's in. I think she's in.
Really? Interesting.
I think she was robbed. No, I don't think Uhui's
in. Oh, okay. I was like, damn, this is like a hot take.
Huey.
No, I love Huey, but I don't think they're going to have a waste of...
I think he should be considered. I don't know if he'll make it.
I don't think he'll make it. I think they tried twice with him. It didn't work out. Move on.
Yeah. Kieran.
Kieran. Ooh, I don't know. I think I'd be interested to see Kieran back. I think he has, like, a lot of passion. Like, I think he can bring some good
drama. I think Kieran will get a call.
I agree. I think they like what they saw from him.
Yeah, Callum.
No.
Big T.
No. I hope not.
I think she gets a call.
I'm so over the Big T. I'm less and less impressed by Big T.
Look, they invited her to the reunion. It looks like she's gonna have a role in the reunion. I think that Big T could get a call, and she has a lot of you know, history with some older cast members as well, and I think that could benefit her in her chances of getting on. Melissa.
No.
Yes. Put Melissa on Challenge 40.
No, I'm gonna say no. I think there's a lot better, like, especially on the men's side, I think there's a lot better people.
I agree. Raven.
Yes, I'm high on Raven. Getting call back.
You are high on Raven. I'm not as high on Raven as you are. Zara.
Yeah, I would love to see Zara back. I hope so.
I like Zara as well. She won 5 dailies this season. I don't think anyone won more, and she was only there for. She missed 2 episodes. So, like, I think, yeah, get Zara an availability call for sure. Ed.
I want to say, yes. Just because of how they showed him in a lot of confessionals and a light word, like in a positive light, I think he's going to get a call at least.
Ed was the only white American male on this season.
Crazy to think about.
Yeah. I think Ed gets an availability call. I think that he's someone that in the right, like, I genuinely think if he doesn't finish last in that elimination, in that daily, he could win the final.
I agree. Like
he's he's a threat to win the final. Kylan,
one stupid mistake. Oh, Kylan, yes, 100% getting a call.
One stupid mistake for Ed, but I think Kylan should be on Challenge 40. Horacio, I think the answer is yes.
Yes.
Michelle.
Yes, I think 100%.
Olivia.
Ooh, yes, I think Olivia brings a good drama.
I think Olivia does too. I think she declines.
Interesting.
She declines. I think that she needs, like, I think that out of all of the people on this season, she lost the most. Like, her, like, you know, she lost a lot of friends. Her image is not in the best spot. And I don't know, like, and she was injured after both challenges that she's done. I don't know if she signs up for 40. I think she'd be an interesting player, but I also don't think that she would win. And I think with season 40, you want to have as many people as possible that could legitimately win. And I feel like if Olivia was on, I don't think she would be a legitimate contender to win. James.
Ooh, James. I'm going to say no. I don't think so.
No, I don't need to see James again. I think it was a waste of a spot, honestly. All he had was the thing with Mariah, and that really never went anywhere.
Yep.
Jay.
Yeah, I think Jay's getting a call back, but I think he's declining.
I think Jay declines. Yeah, I would be content and happy to see Jay again. I think that he brings a lot to the show. I do think that he'd probably be an early target on 40, that's for sure. But at the same time, you know, there's been a lot of, you know, like I said with Olivia, you know, a lot of friends have been hurt by Jay, and I don't know if he wants to put himself through the experience again, but you know, we'll see. Mariah, I think we both said earlier in the episode, yes. Berna.
I think just like, I don't know, it's really tough with Berna. What do you I'm gonna say yes, because I think she's like really good drama.
Get Berna on the Challenge 40. Get Berna on you know, any, make the Challenge Turkey because of her.
I think it'd be tough though, especially if like, especially like for the editors. I think I said it before, but like you can only edit in so many like white boxes to cover her like ass shots whenever she's like riding up a wedgie.
But I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it. I think she brings a lot of drama. I think she like she's not a wallflower. She's gonna make her moves. I think that she should be on Challenge 40. Corey.
Corey, yeah, I personally like number one pick for me when it comes to actually number two. I love Corey. I think he'd be awesome for 40.
I think Corey needs to be there. I think we're both feeling the same about the top three. Colleen's a no. Nerisse is a yes, absolutely. Like the first call you make, and then Emmanuel.
The last call you make.
Emmanuel, he's getting on.
Unfortunately, I'm so upset that he's gonna be. I hope he gets.
How would you feel about a season where they did like a cutthroat season, where it's like the champs are on one team, the finalists on another team, and then the challengers on another team, like the rookies?
I think it would be like a refreshing like format. I would love to see that personally. Like I don't know. Like what do you think?
I would like that. I feel like we saw a little bit of that in, you know, we did see the three-team format in the previous Challenge USA team season, and I think that was a unique format. I personally want to see a pairs format or a three-to-four-team format, or honestly, I would love to see a teams-of-four format again, like a four-person team, like a battle.
A battle this season, yeah.
Yeah, I personally would like to see that. But, you know, I do think that we are going to get, like, an individual game, especially if it is for 40. I mean, I think we could see portions where it's a pairs game or it's a team game. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to come down to an individual game. I think at the end of the day, you only want one male, one female to win 40. So, yeah, I think that's...
I really hope that Emmanuel gets taken out first, bro. It's like, it would be amazing.
That'd be crazy. But I mean, hey, we can see it. And, you know, who knows when the Challenge 40 is coming out, but I do think that with MTV and their future, I think it's possible that we may end up getting... they're going to start filming, like, pretty soon. Maybe, like, within the next, like, month or so. I did read, like, a couple months ago that they were looking to start filming in February, which we're in February right now. But I think that we're going to end up getting, like, a March, April start for filming. And then we could see the start of the season maybe as early as, you know, July or August, I think. Just so they can get it all done in 2024.
Okay.
But we still have, you know, the reunion, and we will be podcasting through that as well and giving some challenge takes on top of that. So thank you, everyone who's listened throughout the this season for Reality Daily. We have greatly enjoyed it. You know, maybe that's why we enjoy the season, Naveed, is because we got to do this together.
I agree. I mean, it's always a pleasure talking to you, buddy.
Absolutely. And be sure to like, comment, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And come back next week where we'll talk part one of the reunion. Take it easy, everybody.